This is a test. This is Moses 75A1. It's a new program I'm going to do about the blood of Jesus. Whether it's just me doing it or it's others doing it, it doesn't matter. The game is to have this really work the way it's supposed to work and has worked and have evidence of it, but to do it more methodically, more systematically, and maybe in concert with others who get it. So we're going to go on. I'm going to talk about a couple of direct things. This is about a direct application of the blood of Jesus. Now, if you have listened to the most powerful weapon or the most powerful tool in your toolbox, it talks about experiential realities of the blood of Jesus, like a very violent person just dropping everything. And this was me, and he was on me. I didn't say anything. I just applied the blood of Jesus, and as soon as I did, terror hit his eyes. He totally let go of me. He was dragging me really in a bad place. This was done quietly. I didn't say anything. There was nothing out loud. Nothing came out of my mouth because I knew it would trigger a violent reaction. So I just said it in my brain with sincerity, and wow, that hit that guy like a ton of bricks. He just let go, walked away 10 feet, couldn't talk, had fear in his eyes, looking back over his shoulders, and walked away. I had other things where we had a car stolen and had been gone for 3 days. We applied the blood of Jesus to it. And within that moment, apparently, it got stuck in the sand and the people who had stole it had to walk out and we got it back unharmed. The cops told us normally it had been, we would have never seen it again. I've had plenty of other direct experiences, some too fantastic to name, some so minor that it doesn't matter. But what this game is, or this this segment, this podcast, is to help people maybe even consider this possibility about the blood of Jesus being not only a tool, but a weapon, a group of tools that we can use silently, covertly. And the neat thing about this weapon, it can't hurt anybody good. Like if you apply the Jesus blood to some great situation, it just gets better. Because here's the whole technique. There's a technique that I learned. It may not be the best, but it's worked great for me. So I'm just going to use it. Maybe we can come up with something better as we proceed. What you do is, like, there's a situation, maybe a place, a game. It doesn't matter how big or how small. Let's say there's some corruption going on and you know precisely where it is. So you say, I apply the blood of Jesus to that situation directly. And this is what I say. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to help me cast away anything not of you. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to reign and dwell and occupy in there. So you see, if there was good, it just gets better because the Holy Spirit gets better. If there was bad, one thing I found, if you truly, and we're going to talk about this later, sincerely, realistically, not in image of applying the blood, but with a real heart, and a real trust, and a real beloved attitude towards Jesus, it's the one thing they can't stand. It's like hot coals. They run. They can't stand it. They got to get away from it. It's like a mist in the air. It panacea to them. They've got to get out of there. And I don't know where they go, but they go away and maybe to the dry place. Who knows? But that's what it's about. It's like very powerful. And people who love it, they just love it. It's like a blessing. It is a blessing. It is the blessing. The blood of Jesus saved us. Thank God. It's like almost, I've seen people who did this effectively. They just walk into a room and demons would flee out of people. They didn't have to lean over them and curse and yell. And they just applied the blood of Jesus, even silently, and the demons just fled. They cannot stand the blood of Jesus. So I often apply it directly to Satan and all of his plans. But I also realize that I fall into that same trap of doing the imitation or the image. I'll say it's an image, like trying to apply the blood of Jesus, hoping to apply the blood of Jesus. Well, in truth, I turn it into a ritual. It's just an image. It's not the real application. That's powerless. And I found that if I can get away from that and just apply the blood of Jesus with hope, with trust, with faith, with the Holy Spirit, and that's the key that I've been discovering now. The Holy Spirit is very for this. Now, there's a lot of people who have these ideas of God where this just won't fit in. It's okay. They're not bad. This is just not for them. this, you know, if you, there's a lot of scriptures, we'll go over them later, about the power of the blood of Jesus. It's like that's what cleanses us from our sins. It's the key. It's he took upon us all these burdens and sins and cleansed them with holiness. And these are my words. They're not what the Bible words, but I'm going to go over a lot of Bible words. I got a lot of scriptures about this. But so when you truly apply the blood of Jesus with a sincere heart and a faith that God and the Holy Spirit are going to help you, it becomes miraculous. And I've seen truly miraculous things. Some are so big I don't talk about them because I'm not intent on bringing attention to myself. What I am intent on getting a small group of, you know, like, what do you call them, special forces, elite group that just applies the blood of Jesus and does it covertly. And then we can start logging things beforehand where we're going after and apply the blood of Jesus directly, really seeking full help from the Holy Spirit. And now that's a whole different game, is this being truly open to the Holy Spirit and apply the blood of Jesus with the real faith that Jesus died for our sins. So it's not going to be for everybody. Some people aren't going to, it's not going to make a lick of sense to them, and they'll try to degrade it. So don't even tell them. Just tell people you know, believe in Jesus, and want to do a work. And I don't want people who are looking to draw a lot of attention to themselves to be the super prophet in front of the room. What I'm looking for is people who covertly, quietly, and effectively apply the blood of Jesus to situations big and small in this world. And if we get enough of us doing it, or if I can get myself to do it more perfectly, more in alignment with the Holy Spirit. By the way, Jesus has a sense of humor. This whole thing is called Moses 75. It's a joke I'll tell you sometime. I'll even tell it now. Moses was he was kind of a rascal. He murdered some guy, had to flee the country, went out, stuck in the wilderness. But it became life for him, you know, married, kids, living this whole life, and he was almost, I don't know, 75 is what I thought. It was where the joke came. And the Lord said, yeah, I got a little mission for you, a little job in your old age. I want you to go back to Egypt, set my people free. So when that happened, it came at such a downtime for me. And when Jesus cracked a joke like that, those weren't the exact words, it was a lot of pictures and images, I went into laughter and happiness and joy. So that's what I want this to be. Now, here's one really great thing about applying the blood of Jesus. It only can bring good and holiness. If there's good people, they get better. If there's things blocking them, those things get driven away. The situation just gets better. So there's no, it's what it's kind of like, I want a group of people who are like maybe drone pilots out in Florida or up in, you know, Arkansas, but they're driving drones all over Afghanistan or somewhere, and you just go, okay, boom, apply this blood of Jesus, you know, this mist of Jesus, the holiness of Jesus, and filled with the Holy Spirit, and everything else is cast away except the Holy Spirit. You do that quietly from remotely, and then you just go out and eat, because these guys who are running the drones, they don't see the bombs explode. They might see them on camera, which is kind of fun to see the blood of Jesus, you know, mist over everything and every crevice, every phone call, everything that exists, every inch and every space. Now, I have seen this blood of Jesus, and I've tried this systematically. I was kind of like a test all things guy, because my dad was a lawyer who wouldn't let me be a lawyer. He was a good lawyer. He thought law was going to where it went. So, but he taught me to test things and to trust things, not trust everything, but see if it's true and real, and then hold on to which is good. I didn't even realize that ever that came from Jesus himself. So I was testing this, and I'd go to an area like a huge flea market in California, and I'd sit there, and then I'd say, I'd apply the blood of Jesus over a specific area. And immediately, some people would just get up and run out of there. Some other people would be drawn to it. It was just fascinating to watch. And, you know, one time it could be written off as a coincidence, but you test it 100 times or thought, and you go, oh, wow. And you have, you know, I've been arrested on nonsense charges. I applied the blood of Jesus and some total stranger came to bail me out. How many times do you have that happen? Everything was dropped. The car experience, I've had some huge experiences, you know, like life-death experiences cleared up with the blood of Jesus. So this blood of Jesus, what I'm looking for is a group of people who covertly and on their own, we can get together. I'll teach them as much as I know, and I want to learn as much as they know. I learned some of this from a guy named Benny Hinn. He talked about applying the blood, and it sounded like total harky-malarky to me, but I started testing it, and wow, this is powerful. And then I tested it more, and I said, this is the most powerful thing I've ever seen. And I've done it, and other people have done it. I've seen cancers flee from it. I've seen all kinds of stuff flee. People get better. People get happier. Bad things just get miraculously resolved. So we live in this world, so I want to encourage a few people. And I'm not just going to let anybody in. I'm not going to let comments in. Only people who are seriously about testing this, perfecting this, proving this tool, this weapon, this massive power that God gave us and put in our hands. So I want to direct it and use it to change the world for the kingdom of God. You know, that's what the Lord's Prayer says. It says, you know, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So that's what I want to use this tool to create, heaven on earth in many places until the whole blood covers all of the planet and every part of it. There's nothing left except heaven on earth. Maybe we can make that happen quickly. Anyway, you can't lose by trying. Of course, you can. If you talk about it, you might be mocked even by Christians. So I wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't tell people. I just do it, practice it. We get together covertly, a little hidden team out there applying the blood of Jesus covertly, independently, and then come back together and share our results. So if you're interested in this, leave me a voicemail or just leave me an email. Like I said, I'm not going to allow comments on this because I know what I get. I've already got them. I don't really need to hear some wannabe prophet's idea of what I'm doing. So send me an email and I'll get back with you and then we'll figure out a way to go. And I'm going to make a lot of podcasts. You can listen to them quietly. Never have to have anybody know what you're doing and apply this stuff. But I would really like some anonymous results. You know, like I was doing this beforehand. This happened and wow. So God bless us all. I apply the blood of Jesus to this whole Moses 75 game. And may the joke be on us that we actually really get it and help bring God's kingdom faster than before. That's the goal. Back again, I was asked, how could we work this? What's the goal? What's the bigger goal? More specific about actual application. So here's a short on that. A couple of clips clipped together. Now, this is the most obvious application I can see. Right now, there's so much corruption coming out in the world. It's been around for a long time, but now it's being exposed very clearly. And we can use this tool covertly, quietly, a little drone pilot in our back office, just sitting there with our eyes closed, applying the blood of Jesus to a specific corruption situation, a specific evil situation, human trafficking situation, some politician's been stealing money and lying like crazy. Apply it to those situations, to the top, to the core guys, to the hidden guys in the background. Apply the blood of Jesus to them. And every once in a while, just put a whole shot that whatever Satan's best plan is, it's just covered with the blood of Jesus. Every phone call, every plan, every action, every vibe, everything. That's what I want to do. And I want to do this quickly because I think we can change the whole world very rapidly. Who knows? This might be the key to ushering in the age of enlightenment, the last days, bringing God's peace on earth, kingdom to earth, God's kingdom come, thy will be done. Again, turning this earth into God's heaven, going after the strongholds, collapsing those strongholds with the blood of Jesus from the quietness of our own room, quietly, silently, but with pure intent and with the Holy Spirit's help. Maybe together, even though we're remote, together in spirit. So bring his heaven to earth. That's the goal. So God bless you all. I apply the blood of Jesus to us all. Apply the blood of Jesus to this tape. Forget the glitches and kinks and focus on the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So with that, I'm going to say sayonara. God bless us and amen.